Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Hi, Pete, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. I've got Chris Ward and I've got Lindsay Murphy here, mate. We just went through the Red Zell ownership. You're there tomorrow with the TAB guys. I mean, this is a dream to get in her time into an Everest.
Oh, very exciting, Andrew.
How have you gone through the week?
Oh, I don't sleep much.
No. So how much do you get? I complain when I get a minimum of four or five. How much do you get?
Oh, well, I go to bed pretty early, but I'm tossing and turning a bit, you know, and waking up at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Are you dreaming?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm worrying more than dreaming, Andrew.
Okay. All right. So have you had a good dream? I mean, have you had a dream that something pretty special happens on a Saturday afternoon at about 4:18?
No, I haven't quite, but I've tried to run through the race like Chris was saying. You just don't know. Somebody may try and take this race by the throat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the jockeys, it's going to be very much up to how the jockeys ride the horses. I think most of the horses are going to be in very good fettle because they've been trained by, you know, a series of great trainers and great riders. They'll be ready, a lot of them.
Yeah, they will be. This has been a changing story, I guess, within her time that Benjamin Smith was training, had been training her, and we know the issues that he's dealing with. But you walked across the road and there's Chris Lees waiting to train in her time.
Yeah, well, I've known Chris, you know, for most of his life. I knew his father well. And, you know, Chris was the obvious choice. I've got other horses with Chris. And, you know, Chris and his staff, I know all the staff. I mean, we're literally next-door neighbours there at Newcastle.
Yeah.
So the staff all knew the mayor. The staff have been absolutely fantastic. They've just dotted every I and crossed every T with her. And Cameron Swan, the track work rider, since Ben's been out, has looked after the horse morning and night, and he's been fantastic.
That was the good thing for you, despite that change, that Cameron had been riding her and all the work anyway.
Correct. So that's why we wanted to keep it as normal as possible. And Cameron's really stepped up, which is great.
Yeah, for sure. We're sitting in our OB van at Randwick. You wouldn't believe we've got Sky Racing 1 on here, Pete. And Chris was getting really excited. I thought, why is he looking not at me, but the TV? But then I've just realised they're replaying Red Zell winning it for a millionth time from last year. Chris Ward, you love watching that, don't you?
Oh, look, I don't care how many times I've seen that. I'm more than happy to keep watching it another million times. But yeah. Look, it's nice to have Peter on the line. He's another Triple Crown owner of ours, and we're certainly going for the Red Zell and in a time, Quinella with a bit of luck.
Yeah. Within her time winning, Pete.
That's debatable.
Well, so Chris bought in her time's half-sister, and we held a bit of it Chris and I both wanted both to run well.
Yeah, we'll keep it in the family, Pete.
How old is two?
Two, yeah, two. It's a baby.
Okay, all right. Oh, well, got a name yet? No name yet?
Janecki,
okay. All right, well, we'll follow that one. Pete, tell us through tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow? Is there a group of people coming with you?
Yes, there's a lot of my friends who family. I've got a few mates that have raced with me for years and years, and I've invited them to come, and my daughter and my granddaughter and a couple of her friends, and Chris, quite a few of Chris's staff are coming, Cameron and his wife and people like that. So there's a bit of a group of Newcastle people coming down.
Understand. I understand also, if you don't want to answer this, but, you know, there has been a difficult one with the story around Benjamin Smith, but I do hope, and I haven't spoken with Ben since it all happened, but I hope that Ben's watching tomorrow, and if the right result is there, there's some joy, because he's obviously put Peter so much work into getting in her time here tomorrow.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of our thoughts are with Ben. You know, he's a great horseman, Benny Smith. And it's an absolute shame, but don't worry, everyone up there at the Newcastle track's behind Ben, and we'll be hoping that that we get a result and that we can, Ben will be looked after, put it that way.
Yeah, understand. Last night I was up in the grandstand looking down on the turf track, and I was just imagining things that could unfold on Saturday. It's incredible, Peter, as I ask you one final one, that this is just the second year of this race. I mean, we could look back on this in 20 years and think, geez, how big is this now when it was so big just after 2 years, Peter? I mean, you can relate to it now because you've got a horse in the race.
Well, I was there last year in the preliminary race in which we won.
Yeah.
And the day last year blew my mind. It was unbelievable. But the dinner last night at Randwick Racecourse, the room was just, it was like being at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And look, it's just a great concept. And it's a really great thing for racing. I think it's going to be fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, it will be. Pete, you're with the Tab, obviously, in the slot, so a lot of people around the Tab are excited to combine with you with the Silks tomorrow and everything like that. I do hope it's a very special day for the whole team.
Yeah, so do I, Andrew, and thanks very much for your part in this. It's been good. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Pete.
See you.
Peter Brown joining us, the owner of In Her Time.